Washington, D.C., and I represent 1,762 Indiana service members and more than 83,000 nationwide that are still listed as unaccounted for since World War II. A tribute to our fallen heroes, especially the Vietnam War, and to honor all American heroes from all wars. Remembering our POWs and MIAs this year, Vietnam is particularly poignant. It is probably hard for these veterans behind me and before me of the Vietnam War to think that 50 years have passed. But let me say today, here in the state of Indiana, what was difficult for a nation 50 years ago has never been difficult for Hoosiers. We said then, and we've said for 50 years, and we will ever say to our Vietnam veterans, thank you for your service. I get asked sometimes when I visit fourth grades around the state of Indiana, which is often. A little girl asked me one time what I hear often. She says, is your job hard? And I always answer it the same way, Joe. I always tell them that my job is not hard. There are hard jobs in a free society, and almost all of them come with uniforms. Those of us who exercise the blessings of our freedom are not to be compared with those who have secured it. And it is extraordinary as we all prepare to hear not just the rumble of motorcycles this morning, but the rumble of the greatest spectacle in racing. That here we are on a Thursday morning, tomorrow on Monument Circle, and in gatherings in communities large and small all across Indiana, we will remember that while this is a wonderful holiday weekend and there are great traditions here in the motorsports capital of the world, this is Memorial Day weekend. And Hoosiers will do their duty once again. I can't think of a more fitting way to start Memorial Day weekend than with the heroes that are gathered here, with those who will ride to our nation's capital to remember our POWs and MIAs. Rolling Thunder stands for the principle that their duty was to serve. Our duty is to remember. And here in Indiana, we will always and forever remember and cherish those who have served, especially our POWs and MIAs. God bless them, their families, and all of you. All of you.